got Representative Scott, and he would give a session, please.
Father God, again, we thank you for this day, and thank you for your blessing, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless the nation, and Lord, just be with us tonight as we make decisions on behalf of the nation. Lord, just give us a clear mind, Lord. Just help us set aside personal feelings, Lord. Just make fair, good decisions for the well-being of our people, Lord. Just be with our leaders, Lord. Bless them and watch over them. And keep the whole nation in your hands, Lord. These things we ask in your name.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hello, coffee.
Johnny Green.
Present.
Joyce Deer. Randall Hicks.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
I'm sure you got four present and one absent.
Four present and one absent constitute a quorum. All business conducted will be official. We have the approval of the minutes for May the 7th and May the 15th. Motion made by Representative Scott to approve the minutes with any necessary corrections. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got three in favor and zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. The minutes are approved. Down to the order of business. The fire department application from the Tiger Mountain Rural Fire Department. Would you like to come up here, please?
I am. Okay.
Do you want to go over anything special on your application?
Basically, as I've written, each year we try to do improvements to our station. This year, our board has went over wanting to improve our parking lot, as well as putting a sidewalk in to accessibility to our meeting room and our community room. In the parking lot, we're going to be putting in handicap accessibility, so it would just make it easier for our community members to come to our meetings. We have several elderly, and we've been pulling our fire trucks out and letting them park in the station because they cannot get in to the meeting rooms from the parking lots easy. So I figured this year we would be doing the improvements to our station as well as to our sidewalks to make accessibility easy for our community.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions?
Madam Chair, just out of curiosity, where do you have bids?
We just had general bids from a contractor that our community member uses, and we just discussed it, put the bid together, and presented it. But if we do need more bids, we can get them. We called several of the vendors for the wire. Concrete and the labor we will be doing ourselves to help save money to make the parking lot a whole lot better.
Is there a requirement for the three bids?
No, it's just as a line item or a budget.
Okay. That's all I have. Mm-hmm.
Questions?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. It says total estimated cost is $5,465.
Yes.
Have you already raised that $465, or are you in the process of it for balance?
We do have that accessible in our account, yes, sir. The county has also offered to help with the hauling of the gravel, which will lower that cost some too. So I've kind of dotted my T's and crossed, kind of help save a little bit of money so we can put more on the parking lot. So I did talk to our county commissioner, And he did agree to do all the hauling of the gravel and get our gravel at county cost.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
No more questions?
Madam Chair. Yes. Do you have an estimate for that?
Excuse me, sir?
Do you have the estimate for that?
For the county cost, I did not get the county cost. The average haul that I got the cost for was, I got it down to $275 a load, which we were looking anywhere from 10 to 14 loads. If the county does that as the hauling, it would save us around $100 per se a load. So that would be around $1,000, give or take. And that would also help us on getting the parking lot all the way around to the west side of the building, as well as on the north side.
Is that no more questions?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Representative Jennings to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Roll call vote, please.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
And you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That has been approved. Thank you.
I thank you very much.
Will you write your mailing in?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Thank you to the council.
Thank you. Next is TR 18-070, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute $1 on the debt service agreement with Shift 4 Corporation for credit, debit, travel, or private label, check, and gift card transactions for the College of the Muscogee Nation Bookstore. Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Hicks. Discussion?
Ms. Hart.
I just wanted to tell you what it's for. You know, it's the original agreement was brought before the council and y'all approved it in July of 2015. This is just an update to make sure that the security issues stay up to par with the industry standards, and there are a few changes in it, but it's in order to not take our sovereignty for granted, we wanted to bring it before the council.
Okay. Are there any questions? Questions? Thank you for
thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. TR 18-071, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to accept and execute a certain McKesson Enterprise RX Pharmacy Management Software Agreement for the benefit of the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Hicks. Any discussion?
Ms. Peaver.
This is so that the Department of Health can purchase software for our pharmacy notification system for all of our 6 facilities. So just kind of liken it to Walgreens, you know how you get those alerts? Patients will be able to sign up for those alerts as well. It will also discontinue our current IVR system that everybody loves so much and replace it with the newer and updated version. And the reason why it's here is because of the sovereignty language.
Okay. Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. That's just NCA 18-072, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation repealing MCNCA Title 34, Chapter 13, and creating a new MCNCA Title 35, Chapter 13, Tribal Burial Assistance and Food for Funeral Assistance Program. Sponsors Representative Scott, which was postponed on May the 7th.
Madam Chair, motion to adopt substitute.
Motion by Representative Scott to adopt the substitute. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Any discussion?
Denise is here to explain or answer any questions. I've been over it so much, I'm confused.
You're confusing me. So everybody has the substitute piece of legislation, so I'll just summarize it. Basically, that is just legislation that will fund the burial assistance program will be up to $3,000, and then the funding source will be determined by social services. So if they're eligible for BIA, we'll pay it from the BIA budget. If they're not, then we'll pay it from a tribal budget. And the only thing I want to ask for clarification from you all is the effective date. It says effective immediately, but I believe the start of the new fiscal year would give us more time to amend our policies, et cetera. So.
I think the new fiscal year.
It's the very last page.
Okay.
The last section.
Section 4.
Do what? Bring a motion to amend the wording.
Make their date to the new fiscal year.
Well, maybe before we make that amendment, can I just clarify for myself and for social services that amending this to become effective next fiscal year, that means we'll carry out the rest of this fiscal year as we currently operate. Meaning, you know, right now we're doing 6,000, but that's as long as our judgment funds hold out. When those are used up, then we'll drop back down to the 3,000. And that's what we'll continue to do. And that's how we're currently operating right now. We've also looked at our remaining balances on all of our tribal budgets and compared that to what we had estimated as our average on that worksheet we gave you last month of 404 per year. So based on that number and based on us continuing the program as we currently do, our budgets will last us the rest of the year. I mean, we're going to cutting it close, but based on that number, we could make it. We may possibly need a little bit more money at the end of the year, but we have visited with finance, and she seems to think that we could modify our gaming budget to move some money into that line item if necessary.
Okay, so we're keeping it like it is.
Keeping it like it is. We have enough in our current budgets to get us through this fiscal year. Well, I say that, but possibly a budget model towards the end of the year. The second scenario is if you wanted to continue to pay up to 6,000, then that's what would need the additional funding.
Sure. I make a motion to amend section 4 to read become effective at the start of the new fiscal year.
Motion has been made by Representative Scott to change the effective date at the start of the fiscal year. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings.
Fiscal year 19.
Is there a second? Oh, did we get a second? Roll call vote, please.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That amendment passes. The motion passes. Are there any more questions? Representative Hicks, do you have any? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm trying to understand too. So right now, tribal monies, we would just get $3,000 for burial assistance. And then the BIA is up to $2,500 if you're in that place on income.
BIA's, we've got the waiver now, it's up to $3,000.
Okay, so it's up to $3,000.
Yes.
And the BIA, the money that comes from that, that comes from the Bureau, doesn't come from us.
Right.
So this bill will cut it in half, and citizens will be able to get up to $3,000 only.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? Yes.
Thank you, Representative. I just wanted to let the council know that we actually only received about 55% of our typical appropriation from the Bureau for BIA burials, and we did make a request for additional funding. However, under the administration, I don't know that we will receive additional funding, so it does mean that BIA burial in the future may not go as far as it's gone in the past. In addition to increasing the total amount that we're paying out of BIA funds, we're getting less BIA funds in total. So I just wanted to kind of provide that clarification in addition to the remark that Representative Randolph made.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any more questions? Thank you. Thank you very much. Roll call vote, please.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next one. Next is NCA 18-073, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation of funds to the Social Services Department's Tribal Burial and Food for Funeral Programs Fiscal Year 2018 budget. Sponsor, Representative Scott.
Okay. You said you said you didn't need this.
Yeah, if we're going to continue at the $3,000, okay, then we're good. Yes.
Okay, Madam Chair, motion to postpone indefinitely.
Motion by Representative Scott to postpone indefinitely. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. NCA 18073 is postponed indefinitely. Thank you.
Sorry for the confusion. It confuses us every day.
NCA 18-085, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a budget modification to transfer funds from the Okemah Dental Clinic to the Sepulpa Dental Clinic for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Hicks. Discussion?
Mr. Beaver.
I understand.
This legislation is for a budget modification so that we can move funds from the Okemah facility to the Sepulpa facility. The Okemah facility has had a position that has been open for over a year, and it hasn't been filled, and they're still not at capacity there. At Okemah, I think they have Dr. Sheldon there, and then at Sepulpa, they have Dr. Harrison there, and he's at 130% capacity with a waiting list of over 450 patients. So it would take over a year for us to see all, to actually even get to those patients. And so we're going to move funds from the Okemah facility to the Sepulpa facility and to get another dentist up there.
So you're going to take a dentist from Coweta to...
Actually, we're taking a position from Okemah. It kind of reads, yeah. So we're going to take the funds from Okemah because they've had an open position there for over a year and move it to Sepulpa. And then we want to move one of the dentists from Coweta because Coweta has typically been an easier recruit. A lot of dentists want to go to Coweta, and so we're going to move a dentist from Coweta to Sepulpa to meet that need most urgently, and then fill a position at Coweta.
Questions?
No, that's my question.
Yeah, it's kind of shuffling some people around, but historically we haven't had a lot of people. I mean, we haven't had any problems recruiting for Coweta.
Questions? No. Roll call vote, please.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. NCA 18-086, the law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation for membership fees of the National Indian Education Association. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Discussion?
Madam Chair, this legislation is in for the Muscogee Creek Nation to sponsor the National Indian Education Association National Convention, as well as for our membership to the organization. Over the past several years, the nation has sponsored the event at this level. They have asked us to do the same again. It would also, I think, strengthen the partnership that we have with NIA. We have worked with them on numerous projects over the last 2 years that I've been here. We have presented to the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs several times, as well as several other opportunities that we've had to partner, not only with the new ESSA law and consultation measures that go with that, but we have had a really, really strong relationship with that organization.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Questions? Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Roll call vote, please.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. NCA 18-087, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the Oklahoma Scissor Tails Jump Rope Organization. Sponsors, Representative Beaver, Dale Beaver.
Madam Chair, motion for due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Scott. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Any discussion?
Good evening, committee. I probably know what you're thinking. Didn't we already give a donation to this group a couple months ago? And the answer is kind of yes and no, okay? Representative Scott, the donation we gave to, was it Valley Wetumpka?
Yeah, Eastern Oklahoma.
Yeah. What's going on is there's a group, okay, going to Florida for the World National Jump Rope Competition, and the Creek Nation is sponsoring that group. And underneath that umbrella is two groups. It's broken down into two groups, one from Wetumpka and one from Preston. And so the one from Wetumpka, they kind of beat us to the punch. Well, each group was responsible for raising their own funds. Each organization was. And so that's why you're seeing two different pieces of legislation, okay? Wetumpka kind of beat us to the punch to get the first donation. But I do realize that, you know, this is the first time that this group has been invited to the World Championships. And I think we can agree that, you know, if we did it again or if we had to do it over again, that we'd give one donation to the big umbrella for both, you know. That would make more sense. But since it is the first time it's happened, just kind of way it's played out. And so, and the reason it's at 1,000 is because Wetumpka had, I think, 10 Native students?
Yeah.
Going, and it was 5,000, and so we tend to put an emphasis on how many Creek students are going, and so all I did was just divide 5,000 by 10, and Preston has two Creek students that are going that are on the team that are going to Florida, and so I just did 2 times 500 and made it $1,000, even though they're eligible for five. I didn't know if it would be prudent to ask for 5,000, so I just did it the only way that I could deem fair, and that was just divide the 10 by 5,000, and that's why we asked for 1,000. This is Vicki Graham. She's the coach over the group. So if you have any questions, she can answer them.
Are these students, they come from the schools? All of these?
They are, and we formed an organization to fundraise to go to the World Jumbo competition, mm-hmm. that we call them. But we are, like I said, we didn't receive any of the funds that you gave to the Eastern Oklahoma mm-hmm. organization, but we are all going to go under your Muskogee Nation Scissors Hills, and it's to cover, you know, the registration fees and the travel expenses mm-hmm. of getting. We're taking 11 jumpers from our group, and we're taking 15.
Any questions?
Who won the George Strait guitar?
Oh, Stacy Miller, teacher at Twin Hills. Did you buy a chance?
I saw that.
See, you should have asked me before. Nah. I could.
Yes, we need a fix.
But we have been very busy fundraising. It's not like we're looking to you to pay our way. I mean, we have been busy practicing and fundraising to achieve this for the kids.
You said this was a school function or not part of the school?
Well, what we've had to do, you know, we've kind of taken, we originally are an after-school program. We don't, even our after-school program, we're volunteer. Even, you know, I completely volunteer after school for it. But we have taken that and formed our own organization to fundraise to go to the world.
So it's not part of the school?
No, we're not.
So basically, you're only asking 500 for each student?
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Creek student.
Yes. Sorry. Just for clarification, I know we had a young lady ask us for assistance to go to Unity Conference. And from what I understood, she had to go through youth services because she was under 24 years old. What's the difference?
This is an organization. It's not a team. They're sending a team, but it's an organization.
So organization's okay, but individual?
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. No more questions? Roll call vote, please.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. We sent to BF&J for a funding source.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, shirt.
Yeah, they really turned out fine. So. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. NCA 18-088. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the American Legion Post 1, sponsor Representative Lucian Tiger, co-sponsor Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there a second? Is there a second? Motion fails for lack of a second. Next is NCA 18-089, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek citizen, sponsored Representative Speaker Tiger and Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Discussion.
Madam Chair, I thank you. Those council members that went to Santa Fe and to Albuquerque last year for the at-large meeting for the New Mexico Creeks met Mr. Chisholm, and he participated last year. He won several medals at the Senior Olympics, so he's asking to go again. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Is this held in New Mexico? Is that where he runs it? New Mexico? Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
And the chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for a funding source. NCA 18-090, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a budget modification in excess of 10% for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Education and Training State/Tribal Education Partnership STEP Program Fiscal Year 2018 Budget. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. And discussion.
I appreciate it, the committee. This is just, you'll see some basic modifications here, salaries and stipends. I think we were just modifying within the same project. We're carrying out the same projects here. It's just some minor adjustments in the funds and the way they're being paid for, paying teachers and supporting the Oklahoma State Department's Executive Director of Indian Ed and his programming as well.
It's really a test of your eyesight.
Oh my goodness. I didn't realize. Yes, I do.
It's hard to see what increase and decrease.
Let's see. I think I have some notes.
What if you turn it this way?
Sorry about that. The bulk is from stipends and honorariums, which is how we're paying our teachers. We had to mod that to contractual, as well as a part-time salary and wages. It's being modded also to contractual. Then there's just a few minor adjustments within there.
I think this is something that I've shared with maybe a couple of the members, that we are working with teacher fellowships now, trying to involve the teachers from local schools in the nation. And we're also working with Superintendent Hoffmeister at the Oklahoma State Department of Education. That office, the Indian Ed office, has one employee. Through the STEP program, we want to become more involved in that office and offer some our employees to work with them more closely. And I think that's very advantageous to the Muscogee Creek Nation to have a person involved in the Oklahoma State Department of Education and their activities.
Right.
I've been fortunate enough to be selected through an application process to sit on the Social Studies Standards Committee. So we're looking to include tribal sovereignty within the curriculum of the state of Oklahoma, as well as some other things In there, we're also going to be using the teachers from a local, from some local schools that are teaching Native Studies to come up with some curriculum for us to help us further not only language curriculum, but cultural integrations, Muskogee history and things into some of our schools, particularly those schools that have the highest of our Muskogee citizens. So we're really integrating Oklahoma State Department, the public school teachers within our state tribal education partnership, and it's really, we're really moving forward at a quick rate. We're excited about all the work we're doing.
Any questions? Any questions? Thank you very much. Roll call vote, please.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Down to other business. NCA 18-099. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to construct a Veterans Memorial Monument in the town of Payden, Oklahoma. I'll make a motion to add to the agenda. Motion by Representative Hicks to add NCA 18-099 to the agenda. Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. A sponsor is Representative Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, roll call vote, please.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. NCA 18-099 will be added to the agenda. I will read it over again. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to construct a Veterans Memorial Monument in the town of Payden, Oklahoma. A sponsor is Representative Scott. Motion by Representative Hicks for a due pass. Is there a second? Is there a second? Second. Motion fails for lack of a second. And for the health systems update. Beaver with you. I think I'm going to give the update.
Some of these out in the very back tab is the update. We have a very brief update. This month we focused on getting into the new hospital, and so we are 100% operable there. This month we have 34 inpatients and 882 ER visits in our new hospital. Yeah. A couple of things that I may have mentioned in the past, but just kind of just as a reminder, is that new Medicare cards are being distributed in Oklahoma. So if you have any elders that are receiving Medicare cards in the mail, we ask that they not throw that away and that they keep that. That's a very important card, and what they are doing is they are just, instead of using their Social Security number, then they're changing it to a random number. So that number will be needed to come to the clinic or any doctor that they go to so that they're able to bill their Medicare. So that'll be their new Medicare number instead of their Social Security number. So if you have any elders that receive that, that's why I mentioned that again. A couple of things that we're working on is Part B, becoming a tribally designated provider.
We're working with CMS so that our clinics can be a hospital-based facility underneath the hospital so that we can receive a higher reimbursement rate. Other Indian clinics are actually are underneath the hospital, the hospice of the hospital, and so they receive a higher reimbursement rate as if they were an extension of that hospital. And so that's one thing that we're working on within our office. And so we're working with IHS and working with CMS to hopefully get that accomplished. I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of months ago, about work requirements for the state Medicaid. That has since gone to the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority, and they are actually working on how they're going to administer what Governor Mary Fallon signed. So that's actually still in the work. So that's why this is still on our report, because we still have an eye on it. We created an opioid task force to address the opioid epidemic. And so we started by developing some baseline data information, and we reached out to some of the other programs within the tribe. And what we found is that there's just not a lot of data on opioids for our tribe. What we actually found was that we documented by substance abuse instead of being more specific as to opioid abuse or it's drug use. And we've reached out to the other tribal programs, and they have the same problem as well. And so with this opioid task force, that was one of our objectives, was to develop baseline data, but also to develop a series of objectives of how we want to combat this opioid epidemic within our own nation. And so that's what we have this task force for. It's a fairly new task force, but most recently, because of the epidemic that the whole nation, not just Creek Nation, but the whole nation in general, is going through, there have been a number of grants that is being funded. And we are applying for 5 of those grants. There's actually more funds out there, but we're applying for 5 of them. We're applying for 3 SAMHSA grants, 1 Bureau of Justice, and a Department of Justice grant, so that we can develop some infrastructure, obtain some data, develop treatment plans, and follow-up care, as well as infant and child health counseling for family. So that's some of the things that we're doing in our task force. We're also developing an antibiotic stewardship program, and as part of that, we want to make sure that we give antibiotics based upon the level of care and the appropriateness. The way that it was explained to me is you don't want to give an antibiotic, you don't want to shoot somebody with a rifle when a BB gun will do. So sometimes used to the protocol was when somebody would come in, they would just give you an antibiotic, but there's different types of antibiotics, and so they want to make sure that it matches with the type of diagnosis that you have. So that's... we've talked about some of the surveys, and we are actually still in those processes right now. With some of the corrections, we have an extension to June 18th. And then the last piece that we have is our ISO. We're getting ready to go through. And ISO is a quality management system where it's basically a standard where you can use this standard with other entities. So we want to make sure that we have policy development, management, and we have objectives in place. So basically the plan, do, check, act, the process driven, that's what this ISO training is, so that we can teach our employees how to develop a quality management system. And then we have our numbers in here as well. So, anybody have any questions?
Any questions?
Yes.
You said that they're getting the new parts, the healthcare parts. Mm-hmm. What if they don't use them?
The Medicare parts?
Yeah, what if they don't bring them in?
I believe that I know in the past we had a system that could access. And we could, somehow we could go in there and get that system. I'll have to follow up on that and see if they don't bring it in, what we can do.
I was just curious, because I know you use Social Security card number, right?
Yeah. I know, it's very important that they keep those cards, though, because if they lose that card, or maybe even if their address was wrong, then they have to call this one number, and that number will help them get their card replaced. And so that's not something that... So we just encourage them to be on the lookout for that card that will come through the mail. Because sometimes, you might just toss it on accident, which is easy to do. But yeah, I can probably look and see. I'm sure there's an avenue for us to get that.
I haven't got one yet.
Yeah, it's...
it's actually not going into effect until, they're just now distributing the card, so it's not actually in effect until now. I think we actually have until like the first part of 2019, I think, if I remember correctly, until those numbers are actually in effect. We can enter into the system now with our next gen of Cerner system, but I don't think they're actually in effect till later. They're just sending them out right now. And so, like, the first part, they were encouraging everybody to update your addresses so that when we do send the cards out, then you'll come to the right place. Yeah. So that might be something. If you guys could help us remember that in community meetings, that would be helpful. Thank you.
Any questions?
Yes. I have a question. It's not concerning this report. It's just about our ambulance service. Why can they not pick up in Hughes County if a citizen requests them?
Well, they have an agreement with certain, the ambulances have certain agreements with certain counties, and so depending upon who has that agreement, then that's who gets that service. And so we don't have an agreement with Hughes County. We have an agreement with Yosemite County, I believe. So that's how we do it. So like Okmulgee, they have their own ambulance service.
Yeah. So Hughes County EMS, if they pick up one of our citizens and take them to our hospital or any hospital in destination, pay the health department, pay for that transport?
Well, it depends on if they report it to contract health. That would be a contract health claim.
All right, thank you.
I have a question. So the new cards are going to Next Gen and Cerner. My question is, how much have we paid Cerner this fiscal year?
I don't know that. I don't think we've pulled that. Yeah. We can get that to you. It's a number we can get.
Okay.
Yeah. The VA actually recently signed an agreement with Cerner, and they're going to start transferring over from the system that they have been using forever to Cerner. And so IHS is actually, they have what they call a modernization act right now in place where the IHS is looking for a system. And they've sent out RFIs to all these IT companies. They've received, so I think the last I heard they were developing an RFP so that they could put that together. And they're trying to figure out how they're going to institute that. Are they going to allow tribes to come on board with the same agreement? But all of the IHS will be underneath one system is their hopes, kind of like we did years ago, but they just don't know what system that's going to be. Everyone's speculating that it's going to be Cerner because they usually follow suit of what the VA is doing, and so they're thinking on the coattails of that. What we do know is whatever system they pick is going to take them at least 10-plus years to implement it, and we also know that it's not been proposed in the FY19 President's Budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wanted to point out a few things on the financials this month. We were very happy to have our highest month in third-party collections this month. We hit $5.4 million, which was almost $1 million more than last month. So we're very pleased about that. The clinics for the month of May had gross revenue of $8 million on just about 9,400 visits. In the clinics, the hospital had total revenue of $8,254,000. As Rhonda had already pointed out about the admissions for CNCH, for all of our hospitals, we had 148 admissions, and that's 33 for the Hope Unit. So the Hope Unit is running about a census of about 13 now, so they're doing very well. We had 2,100 ER visits between the two facilities. And we hit our highest outpatient surgeries at Medical Center as well with 124 for the month. The financials I know were sent out. Were there any questions on those?
And if you'll notice in your graph, like Brenda's talking right here, you'll see that spike right here in our hospital patient days. That's due to the Hope Unit actually opening back up.
Uh-huh.
So we had an increase in admissions.
Do you have any questions for anyone?
Thank you.
Any announcements? Tomorrow night at 6:30 will be LNC. Motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Motion by Representative Jennings for adjournment. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Hicks. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned, and I would like to ask Representative Hicks if he will give the benediction.